Next, we'll play a game where we give holiday songs a SoCal twist. I imagine the holidays in California just being much more chill, not just because you're all surfers and yogis, just because of all the legal weed. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Angela Estes. You're a cake decorator.
I am. Hi,
so,
Vera.
Hi. So I imagine people, when they ask you to make a cake for them, they must ask for some things that defy baking laws of nature.
They can, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the one of the more elaborate things you've been asked to accomplish?
One of the more interesting ones was a cake that looked like an overhead projector. So like a vintage projector. It was actually for their wedding.
For their wedding?
Yeah. It was two teachers.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So they had...
It's cute.
They had a school-themed wedding, and so they said, just go wild. And so I proposed this last, thinking it was just too crazy, and then they chose that one.
That is amazing. All right. So when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Sophie Wasserman. You're a STEM education specialist at the San Diego Air and Space Museum. Very cool.
I am. Thank you.
So you're building rockets and rovers and robots for pre-K to 8th grade students. So what kind of robots are you building?
We work our way up to BattleBots, which is my absolute favorite thing to do. Yeah. So first they learn how to move, then they learn how to scribble with some markers, and then finally they fight each other to the death.
Okay, good. Yeah.
The robots, not the kids.
Both.
Okay.
Sophie, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Angela and Sophie, whoever has more points after two games will move on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. This game is called San Diego Holy Night. Jonathan Coulton, take it away.
We rewrote public domain holiday songs to make them about things associated with San Diego. Ring in and tell us what I'm singing about, and if you're correct, you can earn a bonus point by identifying the original song. Here we go. There are all kinds of fauna here in Balboa Park, Bayou and Sun. Absolutely apes, monkey trails, polar bear plunge, and the outback California. Angela.
The San Diego Zoo.
That's right. And for a bonus point, can you identify the song?
It is... On the first day of Christmas, my true...
Is that the title?
Mm-hmm. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me?
It's a very long title, and it's not the title of the song, I'm afraid. It's actually called The 12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Christmas.
But I like that you went with what you know. You were like, yeah. I know the first line.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going with.
Is it called 12 Drummers Drumming, 11 Pipers Piping, 10 Daddies Dancing, 9 Ladies...
The only part...
I screwed it up. I couldn't remember them
all. The only one anyone knows is five gold. Yeah, like, everyone's like, blam, 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 five gold.
That's right. Should you see lots of ships and boats at 32nd Street, you've reached the principal home port of our dear Pacific Fleet. Angela?
The Naval Base San Diego.
Yeah, that's right. Naval Base San Diego. And can you identify the song for a bonus point?
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, that's right. Auld Lang Syne.
Sign.
There is a lovely beach town where lots of golf they play, and on its rugged coastline these pinnipeds will lay. They're lounging, they're either brown or gray, and though they're fun to look at, they really smell like poop. Angela.
It's where the sea lions are, and it's called... Sea lion, seal beach. Sea lion.
Angela, I gotta say, as a contestant, I appreciate your attack.
No, it's great.
It's great. It's what we want.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
But I'm afraid I can't accept that. Sophie, do you know the answer?
La Jolla Cove. Or La Jolla?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're looking for. The La Jolla seals and sea lions. Can you identify the original song?
Dreidel, 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 dreidel.
Sorry, I don't think I can accept that. Dreidel, 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 dreidel. It's a good guess.
It's made of clay and dry and ready. And
just keep saying all the words. You'll get to it eventually. It's called I Have a Little Dreidel.
Yeah, it was actually the first line in
this
case.
The first one, which is Angela's strategy from the last one, which would have worked. The first ever European, the first ever European, the first ever European to visit this state. Point Loma is where his statue is seen. His name is on high schools. He died of gangrene. Angela.
El Cortez.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Angela, Sophie, do you know the answer?
It's the Cabrillo National Monument?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo is what we're looking for. For a bonus point, can you identify the original song?
Good tidings for Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Shangela, jujube, kimchi, shea, Kool-Aid, flase, da, no tea, no shade, in a lace front came to slay. Oh, contoured face, padded butt, girl worked that runway. She was born and raised right here, and she says, Shantae, you stay. Angela.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul, that's correct.
RuPaul.
For a bonus point, can you name the song?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, that was a boatload of fun. Angela, you are currently in the lead. If you intensely copy edit your family's annual holiday letter, you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, Tony Hawk, pioneer of vertical skateboarding, will talk to me, Ophira Eisenberg, pioneer of horizontal napping. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.